Thanks, Michael. The future of Sydney Roosters captain Mitchell Pearce is in doubt now after an alleged alcohol-fuelled incident on Australia Day. Footage aired on Channel 9 shows Pearce forcing a kiss on a woman and simulating a lewd act with a dog. The NRL's integrity unit has asked the Roosters for a report, and the club has also launched an internal investigation. Transgender advocate Catherine McGregor has apologised for labelling David Morrison a weak and conventional choice for 2016 Australian of the Year. The Queensland finalist told the Star Observer she felt sad the selection committee didn't have the courage to go with a transgender person. She's since apologised to David Morrison and the selection committee. Australia's treatment of asylum seekers has been slammed in this year's International Human Rights Watch report. The report says the government needs to seriously rethink its refugee policies and highlighted the secrecy surrounding immigration detention centres on Nauru and Manus Island. And Liberal Senator Arthur Sinodinos says the Coalition should respect the outcome of a public vote on same-sex marriage. The Coalition's promising to hold a plebiscite on the issue if it wins the next election. Earlier, Liberal Senator Erica Betts warned Coalition MPs they would not necessarily be bound by the result. And Chinese artist Ai Weiwei has shut down his exhibition in Copenhagen in protest against Denmark's tough new immigration laws. A bill passed yesterday allows authorities to seize cash and valuables from asylum seekers and delay family reunions. The exhibition opened in March last year and had been due to close in April.